hallelujah. Praise God. You can be seated if you want to, but don't get comfortable. Can't even tell you how not uncomfortable to get. As I was preparing this sermon last night, I felt so strongly that the Lord kept sharing with me, call them, call them, call them. I'm like, but Lord, it's 7:30. We don't usually call them. Okay. And I poured out my heart to you, and I'm so glad that you're here, because I'm going to deliver a message to you that I believe in my heart is straight from the throne of God. And I'm just bold to just go for it. But first, I have to start off by telling you something kind of funny, and that is that I love playing with my grandchildren. You know that, but I don't think you know how we play. We've got Nerf guns, and they're like the semi-automatic kind or whatever. I don't know. All I know is I get pulverized, and so we decided the other night to play hide and go seek, and. So I said, I'll go hide, and I'm going upstairs, I'm going to go hide. And they're like, okay, my mom, go hide. And I went upstairs, and I hid in the bathtub and pulled the shower curtain. And I could hear them coming, and they were scared. They were scared, because they I'm the kind that will, I can't even believe I'm admitting this to you. I'm the kind that when they're playing quietly with their Legos, I'll walk up behind them with an air horn. Just keep it shaking up here, you know. And so there, you know, David gets almost to me at the shower curtain, and I hear him almost breathing heavy, like, oh, is she in there? And he pulls back the curtain, and I'm like, ah! And he starts screaming, and then he pulverizes me with Nerf bullets, you know. But before all this happened, I could hear him downstairs, and they were counting, and they would count to 10. And they would say, you know, and then when they would get to the final countdown, they would yell out and they'd say, ready or not, here we come. Well, according to the Bible this morning, I believe that Jesus Christ is saying to us today, ready or not, here I come. I want you to get in your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to start with verse 36. Matthew chapter 24. I tell you, if there's ever a time when I believe that Jesus is coming back, one of my grandchildren said to me, he goes, my mom, the rapture could take place tonight, couldn't it? And I said, yes, baby, it could. And we prayed. We prayed. So Matthew 24, verse 36. And it says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. That as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them away, took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall be two in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. I'm not here today to try to scare you. But as a pastor of this church, it's because I love you and I count it my responsibility to get you ready for one of the biggest events that's getting ready to hit this world. It is coming. This event is coming. Jesus is coming. The second coming of Jesus Christ, it could be today. There is nothing on God's calendar that will say, no, this has got to happen. It's the next thing on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. And he is coming, and it's going to be a huge event. It's going to shake the whole world. It's going to rock the whole world. And I feel like I need to talk to you about it this morning. And my question to you is, are you ready? Are you ready? You're the only one that can answer that. People are out there trying to set dates as to when Jesus is going to come. But according to the scriptures that I just read to you, no man knows the day or the hour when Jesus will come. But just as you can know the seasons of the year, I believe that we are in the season of the soon return of Jesus Christ. And even though I may not know the day nor the hour, but one thing I know, one thing is for sure, ready or not, Jesus is coming in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Let's be ready. Let's get other people ready. I read a story that goes along with this. I read about a couple. His name was Jeff. Her name was Janelle. They were going on a first date. And Janelle was expecting Jeff to show up just any time. She was dressed, and she was ready for the date. She waited patiently for an hour for him to come and to show up. And then she finally gave up because he didn't come, for that hour. And she figured that he stood her up. So she went to the bathroom, took off all of her makeup, slipped into her pajamas, grabbed a pint of ice cream, and sat down in front of the TV. And after 2 hours had passed, guess who showed up at the front door? Jeff, that's right. He took one look at her and said, "I'm 2 hours late, and you're still not ready?" But isn't that how we are as Christians? We get excited, we get expectant about Jesus coming back, and then we settle back into our easy chair. We let down our standards, and we start going back to what is comfortable for us. My God, this is not the day to get comfortable. It is not the day to go back to what was comfortable for you. If you were used to hanging out with this crowd and laughing at those kind of jokes, if you're a born-again Christian full of the Holy Ghost and you're serving God, forgetting those things which are behind, we press toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Oh, I can't even tell you. Don't go back to what is comfortable. You know what the Bible calls that? That's like a dog going back to his vomit. That's what that is. Oh, hallelujah. When Christ doesn't come when we expect him, we stop looking for him. Even though we know he said he will come as a thief in the night. Jesus said, be ready at all times. Are you ready? Have you asked other people to forgive you? If you do have any unforgiveness in your heart and life, Or is there somebody that you know need to go and ask them to forgive you? Or is there somebody that you need to forgive? If Christ were to come right now, are you ready? Are you sure? Are you putting off today what you hope you can do tomorrow? We don't know there's going to be a tomorrow. You understand? It's that close. Do you have any bitterness inside of you? Somebody done you wrong a long time ago, 20 years ago, and you're still holding on to that? Your mother-in-law did this thing. Your best friend did that. Your best friend stole your boyfriend. Oh, my goodness. It's so time to get over that. Quit singing that old song. Forget it. Forgive it. And move on. And just pray. And say, God, I forgive them for what they've done to me. And I forget it. I call it off the hook. I call them off the hook. And if you have hurt somebody, and you know you've hurt someone, you need to go to them. And tell them, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. The Bible says that you will know them by their works and their love for one another. Are we walking in love toward others? Or have we been fighting and backbiting all week? See, I know how to. You can come in here in the morning, on the Sunday morning, and sing, we bring the sacrifice of praise. But on the way here, you were snarling and snapping at your beloved husband or wife or those teenagers in the car. Just wait till I get you home after church. I'm telling you what. You know I'm going to after church. And then you walk in the door. Hey, pastor, how's it going? Hey. Oh, don't tell me. I know. Yeah, been there, done that. If he were to come right now, are you ready to meet Jesus? Now is not the time to get distracted by your friends or the things of this world. And it's okay to have friends. It's good to have friends. We need friends. But if they are pulling you away from your relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to find some new friends. 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18 says, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. He's saying, don't be in there with them. Come out. Come out. You have been made pure and holy. Don't touch the unclean things. And I will call you a daughter, and I'll call you a son. Praise God. Now's not the time to be lazy. Well, I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like praying or giving. You don't have time to be concerned about how you feel. I feel. If I went by my feelings, I can remember so many times getting up on Monday morning or whenever, and I didn't feel saved. I didn't look saved. I looked like a squirrel in the mirror. I didn't look saved. I didn't feel saved. But you don't be moved by what you feel. You're moved by what thus saith the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now's not the time to be lukewarm. Revelation 3:16 says, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. God wants us to be on fire for him. I don't know if you've ever drank lukewarm water or milk, but it's disgusting to me. To me, oh my goodness, just, you know, you just want to get it out. And that's what God is saying here. You're not hot. You're not cold. You're just lukewarm. And he said, I will spew you right out of my mouth. That's a dangerous place to be. Those of you that are Christians this morning, are you going forward in your Christian life or are you stagnant? Have you ever seen a pond that, you know, is stagnant? And there's green slime junk all over it. I hope there's not any green slimy junky Christians in here this morning. Don't try to live on the yesterday's blessings. Don't try to live on old blessings from the past. We need to have a fresh encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ every chance you get. I'll tell you something. Thursday night, we had a little meeting here with the new converts, and I mean to tell you, we had church. At the end of the class, we all started praying, and all of a sudden, the next thing I knew, we were all praying in tongues. Almost everybody in that room was praying in tongues, and the power of God moved into that Sunday school class. It was awesome. It was so wonderful. I was amazed. I walked out of there refreshed. We had an encounter with Jesus Christ in that room. And it was wonderful. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21 through 23, this is hard. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and cast out devils in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then, and this is Jesus, he says, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. And I wondered, how can he say that? Jesus, how can you say that? And then I did some study on it, and I started understanding. I believe that it's because we are acquainted with a lot of people. I know I'm acquainted with a lot of people. I can see their faces. Sometimes I even remember their names. I'm acquainted with them. But I don't know them. I don't know what toothpaste they like. I don't know what their favorite color is. I don't know what their favorite food is. I'm just acquainted with them. And that's the way it is with some people. We try to date Jesus. There's a lot of Christians just trying to date Jesus. You know what that means? When you go out with a date, you put on your best, you are looking. And that you're putting on your best perfume, and then you're putting on your best clothes, and you're saying the things that you know they want to hear. And so, but then after the date, you might come home to your family and go, ain't him. I ain't the one. And then you don't call him anymore, and you don't take his calls anymore. That's dating someone. We don't need to be dating Jesus. He said, I want a relationship with you. I want to know you. Philippians 3 and 10 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If you don't want him to look at you one day and say, I never knew you, then I would challenge you this morning to get to know him. Talk to him. How do you get to know somebody? When Pastor was alive, we knew, I'm telling you, as I've told you before, I knew the words coming out of his mouth before he could finish them. And he would say, just let me say them, you know, because I knew him that well, I knew what he was going to say. And that's what the Bible's talking about, that we would know Jesus Christ. Don't just have a passing acquaintance with him, that you come into church on Sunday, that's wonderful. But what are you doing the rest of the week? It's what I'm asking you. What are you doing? If you knew that tomorrow was your last day on earth, how would you live differently today? If you knew tomorrow was it, they said, let's pretend that they come on and say, there's a meteor going to hit the world tomorrow, and that's it. We're all done. What would you do different today? Chances are you would call somebody, and you would make things right, or you would call somebody and say, let me tell you about Jesus, right? Yeah, you need to ask yourself that question this morning. If you're not serving Jesus, if you're here this morning and you're not serving the Lord, then the first thing you need to think about today is asking him into your life, even this very morning. If you're here and you're a Christian, my question to you is, are you daily seeking to freshen your relationship with him? Are you reading your chapter a day? Are you reading it out loud? Are you really looking at it? Don't skim over it. Read it. Savor it. I mean, like a steak from Dutch's daughter. I'm not kidding you. Get a hold of it. Eat it. Look at it. Read it out loud. How about your prayer life? Are you getting refreshed by the Lord? Are you praying? Are you talking to him? Are you fellowshipping with him? Recently, I read these questions, and I would like to share them with you this morning. And this is for you. This is just a little bit of soul searching. If you knew that today was your last day on earth, would you confess any hidden sins that you thought you got away with? If you knew that today was your last day on earth, would you still hold a grudge against your brother or sister or neighbor or church member? Because today could be the last day. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not. If you knew that today was your last day on earth, would you finally follow through in committing your life 100% to Almighty God and quit being a part-time Christian? If you knew that today was the last day on earth, would you not heal a relationship with somebody that you are angry with or somebody that you've hurt? If you knew that today was your last day on earth, would you not spend a little more time talking to your children and your grandchildren about the Lord Jesus Christ? We get together with these family reunions and we talk about everything but Jesus. And we're Christians. I'm telling you, I am talking to my children and grandchildren more about the Lord than ever before. Because he's coming. If you knew that today was your last day on earth, would you not spend a little more time talking with the Lord in prayer? Would you not tell your neighbor or coworker or a friend about the saving knowledge, about the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and tell them that Jesus really loves them? If you knew right now would be your last chance to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you do it, or would you take a chance that there might be another chance? Are you ready? Are you ready? That's my question this morning. This could happen. I'm not just trying to get into a lot of drama this morning. I'm telling you, he's coming. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, before the service could be over, that could happen. Just like that, we'd be gone. Those that are Christians, those that are serving the Lord, those that are saying, Jesus Christ, I want you in my heart and life. I need you in my heart and life. We'll be gone. I don't want there to be anybody left here. I don't want there to be one person sitting in the seats if Jesus comes today. I want everybody to stand. We're quiet right now. No walking around. No talking, please. This is God's moment. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. I'm telling you, it's that close. It is that close. He's coming. I don't know if it's going to be today. Or if this hour, I don't know. I know this, that he is coming, and he's coming soon. And it will be in a moment. It'll be in a twinkling of an eye. Is there anyone here this morning, and you're not ready? You're not sure. You're not quite sure. You're not sure enough to take a chance on it. You're saying this morning, Pastor, I'm not 100% sure. Or maybe you're here this morning and you've never asked Jesus Christ in your heart and life. Or maybe you did a long time ago and you have strayed away from him. I want you to raise your hand and I'll pray for you. I will pray for you, and you can be as sure for heaven today as if you were already there. Is there anyone here? And you're saying, Pastor, I need the Lord. I need Jesus in my heart and life. I don't want to be left behind. But even more than that, I want to know Jesus. I want to serve him. The Bible says that he stands at the door and he knocks. And he says, if any man will open the door, I will come in. And it'll be the best day of your life. Today could be the best day of your life. 10 million years in that from now, in eternity, you're going to say, thank God for that day at Lighthouse Ministries when I walked up to the altar and I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because 10 million years from now, you will be somewhere. You will either be in heaven or you'll be in hell. But this morning, right here, right now, in this house, right now, you can get it right. You can just know for sure that you are ready to meet the Lord and that you can have a relationship with him. Anybody? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I'm telling you, he loves you. He's not mad at you. He loves you. And he's coming. Is there anyone here this morning? I'm not in a rush. I want you to think about it. Would you raise your hand, and we will pray for you that you will be ready to meet the Lord. Should he come? It could be today. Anyone? Is there anyone here that you have another need of any kind, that you need prayer for a situation or anything at all? Your health, you need prayer for your body. If there's anyone, raise your hand. Anyone else? There's just one right hand up there. Is there anyone else who needs prayer? Yes. Anyone else? I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus has been in this building today. You don't have to leave here like you came. You can leave here with victory in your heart because you've got the greater one on the inside of you. If you're a born-again Christian, what have you to dread? What have you to fear? You've got the everlasting arms to lean on. Those of you that need prayer, would you come up here right now, and we're going to pray for you, and we're going to believe God. We need some prayer warriors.